This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Hey guys, and welcome to Strategies for Success. I'm Trav.
And I'm Tyler.
Today we've got a really interesting topic. It's called being consistent. You know, me and Tyler prepare for these. I was thinking about different ways that we try to be consistent, try to post a podcast every Friday, right? Be consistent. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't post every Friday, people don't realize that, hey, they've got a new episode coming out. You want to build consistency.
That's right. And a lot of times people fail to even try to do something just because they think about it and they think, oh, I'm never going to be able to accomplish that. And I like to use... I like golf a lot. I like sports a lot. One thing that I've had trouble with was, like, when I started playing golf, I listened to too many people, watch a lot of YouTube videos. I was consistently watching videos, but I wasn't sticking with one instructor, one coach on how to, you know, improve my golf swing. I was listening, I'd watch 10 videos and they might be 3 or 4 different coaches. And of course, everybody's going to tell you different things. There's some people that tell you to do A and the next guy tells you to do B, and so it might be completely opposite of A. So sometimes it's better just to find one person that knows what they're talking about, and there's multiple ways to end up with the same results, but if you just pick one and stick with it consistently and keep working, you're going to have a lot more success than trying 15 different ways.
Guaranteed. I mean, I like my consistency revolves a lot around the Bible, and so as you look up these different things, you could ask even, you know, with religious questions, political questions, fitness questions, best equipment questions. I mean, you name it. You could literally type what is the best and you fill in the blank and look it up. And there'll be 5 different people or probably more like 500 telling you 500 different things. So when I said the Bible, what I mean by that is the Bible is consistent. It's always consistent. Someone's got to know the answer, right? Someone's got to have the truth. The Bible is my truth. It's kind of like that lighthouse that always brings me back to center. So when I hear something, hey, you know, the term that we hear a lot now, fake news, right? So how do I know what to believe and where to go? Well, I want to be reading my Bible and know what my Bible says.
Yep. And so a lot of times, like I was mentioning, people just fail to ever even try to do something. So, you know, we'll talk about some goal settings in later episodes and get more in depth on that. But an easy example for me is, say you want to do, you know, in 30 days, you want to do 20 push-ups a day. Well, you may not be able to do 20 push-ups a day when you first start, but you could start by doing maybe 3, maybe 5, how many ever you can start doing, but do it every single day. Second week, maybe instead of doing 5, you could do 10. And then the third week, you can do 15 or 20, but you'll eventually work yourself up. You're consistently. Sometimes it's not always the task that you're doing like the push-ups, it might be waking up 5 minutes early to do those push-ups, but you're setting aside certain time to do it. So sometimes the mentally setting aside the time to accomplish that might be more of a achievement than actually doing what you're setting out to do.
You know, we mentioned this previously, but, you know, I heard him talking about the difference between major companies that are competing in the space race and one of the main ones in the front runner. I'll let you fill in the name, but as they launch rockets weekly, consistently over and over, and you see one blow up and they change a few things and launch another. And they've redesigned rocket engine like six times since they started. And then an old trustworthy company that's been doing it in the space race for a long time, they've been working on the same ship for 5 years, and then it don't work when they go to fly it, you know? So which is better? Consistency, consistency, even if you're not performing at the level that you think you should, what is better, being consistent or planning so much that you never even start?
All right. And I had a couple quotes that I found for this video that I thought would be helpful to share. One of them is, consistency won't guarantee success, but without it, it will guarantee failure. So that basically means if you never try something, you're 100% going to fail. But if you do try it, you at least, you know, that you at least got the odds in your favor if you're starting to do something. And what this basically what Travis just said, but another quote is, instead of getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition. So I like to listen to a lot of different entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And one thing that a lot of them have in common is they didn't know how to do something, but they just worked and worked and worked until they figured it out. And, you know, you're not going to know everything when you start it, but you're going to learn stuff along the way and just be consistently working to get better.
I hope you guys are doing the challenges with us. One of the challenges was reading, you know, picking a book and reading it through. And a book that I had recently read was Good to Great. And one of the main things that stuck out in this book was the companies that were evolving from good to great, or even the companies that were evolving from good to going out of business. They didn't realize what was going on. The ones that were going from good to out of business, they were always chasing the competition, trying to find the next greatest thing that they were going to have a big hit with. And the companies that were going from good to great, they had no idea that they were transforming from good to great. They just knew what they were good at, and they consistently delivered over and over and over to the consumer. And, you know, one thing that me and Tyler, we've mentioned this before, but we do a boys ministry program, and I've already mentioned Bible reading, but I hate to say this, but I had never read my Bible all the way through. And we have a program that challenges these young men to read their Bible 4 days a week for at least 10 minutes. And I felt bad. I realized I'm challenging these boys to do this program and read their Bible, and I'm not even doing it. And before long, as I consistently started listening to my Bible and reading it, I'd read my Bible all the way through. I'm on my second go around here in the last couple of years. So, just find what you want to reach for, find your goal, find your target, what you need to aim at, and then consistently get after it.
I'd mention, I do love sports. And so one guy, I heard this statistic a while back and I was just blown away by it, but Stephen Curry, most everybody, if you watch basketball, you know who that is. He's one of the greatest shooters, 3-point shooters of all time, probably the greatest 3-point shooter of all time. But a lot of people with professional athletes or celebrities or whatever it may be, they think, wow, that person is super talented. It would be nice to just be that talented. But if you really hear the backstory of these people, what they've done, how they've been consistent, then you start realizing it's not so much talent. And I know his dad played in the NBA, so he obviously had some good genes there from that. But he's been very consistent in his practice and preparation.
You mean that if I just go buy some of his shoes, I'm not going to be shooting like, no. Oh, man.
Unfortunately. But so the stat that I heard, it says he famously takes around 500 practice shots per day during the season. Or this says that's during the off season. He takes about 300 shots a day after each practice. So you think about how many shots that is over the course of his lifetime, how long he's been playing basketball, in the course of his NBA career, he shot and shot and shot a whole lot. And that's what's made him, you know, it's just second nature now. He doesn't have to think about it. It's just muscle memory. It's because he's been consistent in his practice. And there'd be a lot of times where you think, oh, I'm sore today, or oh, I'm don't feel like it, but he's been consistent, and that's what made him how great he is.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I mean, he dribbles up, and it just, he knows when he's in the zone, when he's in the spot, because he's done it so many times. So, hey, it's that time. It's time for the challenge. So that's right. 66 days is what they say it takes to form a habit. We want you to pick something small. Don't overdo it here because you can ruin it real quick. You don't get up tomorrow and be like, hey, you know, I thought about running. I think I'll start doing 10 miles a day. That's not how you start with a goal. So pick something small, reading a book, 10 minutes a day, personal exercise, started a personal self-help training course. Maybe it's reading your Bible like I felt challenged to, but pick something small and start on it every day for 66 days until it becomes a good, healthy habit. So we've given you the challenge, we've given you the facts, and now it's time.
Now it's time to execute.
That's right.
Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's 2026, not 2006. Your antivirus shouldn't feel like a dial-up. WebRoot Essentials protects your new and old devices without slowing them down. It scans 6 times faster, uses 33 times less space, and it's ranked number one against Norton, McAfee, basically all the usual suspects. And right now, you can get an exclusive 60% off when you go to webroot.com/audio. Lock in the smarter, lighter, faster protection your devices deserve and get WebRoot Essentials today. That's webroot.com/audio for 60% off.